It's called defrauding the United States. It's a felony, and it involves fraud against the U.S. government. That statute was used to prosecute top government officials in both Watergate and the Iran-Contra scandal. And there's no question that false information was given to Congress by the Bush administration, top officials in the Bush administration. And the question is whether a crime was committed. Now, I'm a former prosecutor, and just because on the face of it, it looks as though there may have been a crime committed, doesn't mean that actually a crime should that a crime in fact was committed or that it should be prosecuted. But what's happened here is that there's been no investigation of possible criminal conduct by the former president and the former vice president. And that's a very different story because that means there's a double standard of justice, one for the high and mighty and the powerful, and one for everybody else. The other possible crime that could have been committed has to do with illegal wiretapping. There was a wiretapping statute in effect at that time, growing out of Watergate itself, which prohibited a president from engaging in wiretapping without a court order. President Bush himself has publicly admitted that on over 30 occasions he authorized wiretapping without a court order. On the face of it, it looks as though that statute has been violated. That's a federal crime to violate the federal wiretapping laws. Why isn't that being investigated? And of course you also have, and on those two crimes, by the potential crimes, the statutes of limitations could be running at this very time. And so it's imperative to start an investigation. You also have the possibility that the torture statute, the U.S. statute, we're not talking about war crimes, the U.S. federal criminal statute that makes it a crime to engage in torture. Here again, the President of the United States has publicly acknowledged that he authorized the waterboarding of detainees. Well, on the face of it, you may have a violation of the statute. What's being done about it? And what I'm saying is that the Attorney General of the United States has the power to appoint a special prosecutor to determine whether these statutes have been violated, and he should do that now in order to meet the time limits set by the statutes of limitations. If the cases are not prosecutable, then that's the system of justice we have, and that's fine. But it would be wrong not to investigate just because we're talking about a former president. That didn't happen in Watergate, didn't happen in Iran-Contra, and shouldn't happen here. We can't have two standards of justice.
Politically, you're making a legal argument here, but politically, would President Obama and his Justice Department spend the political capital and risk losing the support of Republicans that they need to perhaps get some legislation through Congress to step forward with this?
Well, I'm not going to make a political decision for the president. The president has a responsibility to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. He and the Attorney General are responsible for doing that. And in the end, he alone and the Attorney General alone can make that decision. What is the glue that holds this country together? It is not one policy or another policy, but our common commitment to the rule of law. Democracy can't function without the rule of law. So we're talking about something that is about as basic as you can get. And I'm not saying that there should be a specific outcome. I'm just disturbed that when you have an apparent violation of the law, nothing's being done about it. Now, I was a district attorney. I can understand that there's sometimes political consequences for doing the right thing and enforcing the law, but, you know, that's your sworn responsibility. And so and I can't think of anything that's more corrosive of our democracy than to allow the bigwigs, the powerful, to go without even being investigated. And what is the message not only to all Americans that if you're high and mighty, nothing happens to you, but the message to future presidents is doesn't matter what you do in office, nothing's going to happen to you. So what kind of criminal behavior can we expect? This is not a good thing for our country.
These men that I'm about to mention are no longer alive, but could this argument be made against former presidents, for instance, President Kennedy when it comes to the Bay of Pigs, Presidents Johnson and Nixon when it comes to some of their policies in Southeast Asia? Could just about every president perhaps face this kind of charge?
Well, remember, President Nixon was charged by a grand jury because there was an investigation. That's the whole point. When you don't know, that's one thing. I'm not saying that's forgivable. But with President Nixon, there was a full investigation. A grand jury named him as an unindicted co-conspirator, and all the top people around him were prosecuted. On top of that, the whole story was told. Congress held hearings. It was an impeachment inquiry. It was bipartisan. The entire membership of the Judiciary Committee believed that Richard Nixon should be impeached, removed from office. So that was a very different circumstance because the country believed in accountability. Now, what's happening? Just look forward and not backwards. That's not an answer for accountability, and it's not an answer for democracy. Sure, there may have been other presidents who engaged in misconduct, but because nothing was done to them, that's not an excuse not to do something when we know that there are apparent violations of law. I'm not saying that, in fact, these are prosecutable cases, or in fact that they did commit a crime. I'm a former prosecutor. I just see a statute that on the face of it says you can't wiretap without a court order, and if you do that, you're committing a federal crime. And I don't understand why that's not being investigated when we have the president, former president's own statements that he engaged in that conduct. That's all I'm saying. You can't, the minute you let that go, when you have this kind of evidence, these kinds of facts, you're sending a message to every future president. Doesn't matter what you do in office, you can get away with it because you're high and mighty. Well, that's not a message we can send.
And the clock is ticking. The statute of limitations runs out when and why?
The statute of limitations for illegal wiretapping is 5 years. The statute of limitations for defrauding the Congress is 5 years. And the statutes, the time is ticking away. I mean, these will expire, I believe, in early January. They may expire later, but we don't have enough facts to make that determination. What I'm saying is, given the calendar, which is moving fast, that the normal procedure would be to conduct an investigation and let the chips fall where they may. The investigation may turn out to say, no, the former president didn't commit a crime. Maybe his argument that he was told by lawyers he could do these things, maybe that's an argument that would be accepted. I'm not making a final determination. I'm just saying that the failure to act when there are obvious suggestions that the laws, criminal laws of the U.S. were violated, sends the totally wrong message to the American people and to future presidents. And we have a rule of law to uphold because that's how our country functions. Without a rule of law, what do we have?